we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption, we know that dogmatically anyway, this feast hasn't been long in the grand scheme of things. It was declared, the doctrine was declared in 1950. But it's a doctrine that we held as Catholics for a long time, and Pope Pius XII deciding in the late 1940s, is it time to declare this particular doctrine a doctrine or not, a dogma or not? And in a poll of the bishops, they decided, yes, it was appropriate because it touches the very base of who Jesus Christ is. As we hear in our first reading, we have that image of the Ark of the Covenant. For us who are Christian, we might not have the full grasp of what that Ark of the Covenant was, but it was the center point of God's interaction with the Jewish people, especially as after Mount Sinai, after its creation into its disappearance right before the Second Temple. During the Babylonian exile, the Ark disappeared. But before that, it was the place of encounter, if you wanted to encounter God. So there it was in the Holy of Holies, that the priest could alone go into that Holy of Holies once a year. He would whisper the name of God, because it was so holy, the place of encounter. In fact, in the Old Testament, before the Ark of the Covenant was put in the temple, anywhere it went, it brought destruction to those that didn't understand its power. The story of, as it was being loaded, the Ark became a little unsteady, and the man reached out his hand to steady the Ark, and he was struck dead. Stories of the Ark going into pagan towns and striking them with rats and pestilence. The Ark was not something to be trifled with. It was a place of power. Well, Mary is that Ark for us. You might think I'm making it up until you look at Luke's gospel passage that we have today. The Ark itself in the Old Testament says it was set out through the hill country to a town of Judah, eventually Jerusalem. And there it was greeted with joy. There the King David jumped for joy, leapt for joy. He was so glad that the Ark was finally home. Here we have Mary setting out in the hill country of Judah to a town. We have it greeted with joy by Elizabeth and John the Baptist jumping in his womb. Mary is the Ark of the Covenant, the new Ark, the new covenant. She bore in her very body everything that the old Ark of the Covenant represented: the law, God's providence, God's mercy. Jesus Christ is all of those. Because of it, she is taken to heaven, to her place of rest. We hear that in the first reading. And I found myself reflecting, we don't speak enough about the Blessed Mother as Catholics. We're kind of embarrassed by it. We've been knocked down so often by some who, focus on Jesus, focus on the Holy Spirit, focus on the Father. Yes, they are God. We need to focus on them. But the Blessed Mother is a true example for all of us. Because when we look at her, we don't look at her. We look through her to Jesus. Her whole life was geared to pointing out Jesus, of bringing Jesus to others. And even in this gospel passage, she's bringing Jesus incarnate in her womb just a few days to Elizabeth to share that message, to share the message that our Savior is here. Mary is the Queen Mother. She is the mother of the king. As queen mother, she has a unique role. Again, we as Americans don't understand queens and kings. I'm still trying to figure out this whole Kate Middleton kind of thing, how that all works. But I do know this, in the Old Testament, the queen mother had the ability to walk into the king's presence. No one else had that unless the king called for them. But the queen mother could. And if the Queen Mother said, do this, as only mothers can, by the way, the king had to. Mary is the Queen Mother. And she does the will of God the Father perfectly, but she also intercedes for us as a Queen Mother can. And all at the same time, she knows her humility. She knows her roots. She was born in a poor little village of Nazareth, called by God at a tender age, called to an impossible task, to be both virgin and mother, to be unwed and pregnant, betrothed but not married. Joseph himself was called to a tremendous task of protecting her, but Mary taken on the slings and arrows of the looks and the insults, and yet everything she is summed up in that Magnificat, this prayer that we just prayed. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. And at the same time, she can say, from this day all generations will call me blessed. Having completed the course of her earthly life, she is taken to heaven, not because of something she did, but because of something she was willing to do, to be the mother of God, to bring forth the Savior who would save us.